that's right. We are here at Sharp Passes Gallery on the 72 Bypass. It is time for Meet Me at the Diner, and today I am sitting down with Mayor Wilburn Adams right here at across the table from me. Sorry we don't have lunch here. I hope you didn't come with the idea of having lunch, Wilburn.
That's fine. I just eat one of our fine restaurants uptown if I could stave off this hunger.
Stave off this hunger. All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Doing well. Yeah. One of the questions I think everybody has a question about sometimes is, what exactly does the mayor do? What is the job?
Well, I think more than anything, the mayor is really the face of the city. And, you know, you try to represent Greenwood. And my role is really trying to speak as much as I can for city council and to represent Greenwood in any way I can to try to get people to come here, to stay in our hotels, and hopefully to bring jobs here.
Bring jobs here. In fact, you said you were actually going to be working more on that aspect of it.
Right. The Commerce Department of South Carolina has agreed to pay for me to take four sessions of classes. And the first starts tomorrow, so I'll be learning from Commerce how we can put Greenwood out there and hopefully get some more jobs.
That is a big issue right now. It's an issue for everywhere, and there's a lot of competition to get businesses to come to an area, isn't there?
Well, there is, but, you know, I do think that with our technical schools and with Lander, we've got a highly educated workforce, and, you know, who wouldn't want to live here? I think it's the best place to have a family anywhere in America. So.
Well, it is a good place, but there's a lot of places that are able to offer some big tax incentives and whatnot to come.
Yeah, and I guess that's what we're really kind of battling is, you know, do you want to give away everything for a company to come here? Do you want to give up what tax benefits there would be for, you know, if they're not going to pay any taxes? But they're going to take up your services. Do you still want them to come here just to get the jobs?
Sure. And so that's a tightrope to walk there.
It is, and, you know, we kind of lean on Mark Warner with the Economic Alliance to look at it and give us the analysis, and he does a great job.
So Project Smoke.
Project Smoke, I think it's finally going to, the fire's finally going to be lit. I think there'll be a formal announcement in the next week or so, I believe.
Next week or so. Okay. Yeah. Project Smoke is going to go on fire.
It's going to go on fire.
On fire. Well,
more retail shopping for, and, you know, it's funny because I actually had somebody come and make an appointment to see me, and they wanted to complain about the national chains moving to Greenwood, and his argument was they take money out of Greenwood because they're not based in Greenwood. And I had to tell him that that's probably not going to be a popular argument because whenever I go out and speak, the number one thing, especially women, want to ask me is, what are we getting? What retail change are we getting? And I do think it makes the community more attractive to people who are thinking of moving here. If you're that manufacturing executive who's thinking about putting a plant here, well, your wife probably does want to shop at Kohl's or Ross. Not saying that we're getting those, just
I heard it through the grapevine, though.
I think it's a very good chance.
I think it's a very good chance of number one, at least, all right, coming here. But yes, I mean, having the shopping, I think a lot of people have, of course, wanted a Publix to come here or some type of market.
Yeah, you know, my dream would be for Publix to come in and go to the old Walmart. You know, I think that would, what we did with Hobby Lobby, I think that we put some incentives in place so they would go in and fix up the old Winn-Dixie. And I think that turned out great. That's really what Gary Russ is doing. Again,
fabulous.
We put some incentives out there. If we can fill up these old vacant shopping centers, man, town will really look great.
I think one of the things y'all need to do is put into place so that somebody can't leave a building like that vacant for so long.
You can figure out how to do it.
There are ways that certain communities do have things in place, but of course they have to be in place when they come in,
right.
not after the
right.
fact.
And I think, you know, when you're recruiting so hard, if you put these penalties on them, you may lose them. So, you know, it's a tightrope, you know, walking.
It is. But, yes, to fill this end of the bypass certainly would be nice because we're getting so congested down on that end, it seems like they're just going to keep going that way. I'd like to see them come back a little bit this way.
Well, I agree with you 100%, and I think City Council also agrees. We've decided we're not doing any more incentives after this Project Smoke for any retail establishments that are going to be in that area because it's going to be too congested.
Mm-hmm.
However, we will give you great incentives to come up in this area of the bypass.
All right. Well, there you go. You heard it right here from the mayor right here on Meet Me at the Diner. So are there any other projects on the horizon other than Project Smoke?
that's the only project. I know that there are two, you know, manufacturing job creations that Mark Warner's working hard on, and he thinks he's got a good chance of landing them. But right now, I don't think there's anything that's set in stone.
Yeah. So that is one end of things. Now, of course, a lot of people are very interested about what's going to happen with the business licenses. One of the problems that Greenwood is having is that we have so much land, property owned or being used by nonprofits.
Yeah, it's an issue that obviously the city struggles with, getting revenues from non-paying tax entities who still use our services. It's a struggle, but I believe we've got this issue settled. I think we'll have an agreement done Monday night, and I'm happy that we're able to work through this issue with the three entities that have stepped up, and I'm grateful to them.
That's right, the hospital.
Wesley Commons, and then Carolina Health Centers.
Carolina Health Centers. So, yes, this has been following through. I understood you were on a good path on this because this would be, if business licenses were taken for all the nonprofits, some of the real small ones, it would be a hardship on them.
Right. There's no doubt about it. And we understand that these are tough economic times for everybody, and we don't want any... My city manager, Charlie Barano, just said you sound good, so I must be doing all right. Sorry.
How you doing, Charlie?
But we don't want to incur any more costs than are absolutely necessary on any entity. You know, we are very frugal when it comes to our expenses, and we understand what a tight budget other nonprofits are on as well.
Absolutely. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking to Mayor Wilburn Adams. He's going to be with us right up till 1 o'clock. So how about, if you've got a question or something you'd like to comment on, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back after this word.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Well, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass, and let me tell you, it is cloudy out there, not too pleasant, but right now the price of gold was up this morning, fallen back some. What's it fallen back? Oh, about $10. It was up at $17.45, down to $17.34. Still a great place to be selling at. If you need to sell, come see us. Don't let this price slip away. It seems to go up and fall back, and that seems to be the pattern, except for yesterday when it went up. But it's not going up anymore, folks. So if you're looking to sell, you better come see me right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Gold's at $1,734. Silver is at $33.80. Remember, we buy not only the gold, but the diamonds, the color, and we pay more for things that are in great condition versus those that are in meltdown condition. So come see us today. You know, Wilburn, we actually did very, very well when that coin dealer came here to town. You know, they put these big ads in the paper and everything. People were lined up going to take their coins there, and then they found out, oops, they weren't paying as much as those big exorbitant prices were shown there.
Sometimes competition, you know, it works great if you're the better competitor.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it was very interesting, though, to see people get this little feeling in the back of their head, you know, I think I better go check this out, and they'd come up here and we were paying more. So it was very interesting that they came, and it certainly has put a highlight on coins right now because coins do have so much value out there.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. So as the mayor, you, of course, help with store openings and being the face of Greenwood.
Yeah, that's probably one of the funnest parts of the job. You know, I love going to ribbon cuttings, you know, that, and going around to the schools. I've been lucky enough to, I think I've been to every school in Greenwood now, and that's always fun.
Then what, do you let them ask you questions?
Oh, yeah, you always get the questions. You know, first question is always, how much do you make? Do you have an airplane that flies you around? And stuff like that. You know.
Isn't
of course, with our budget, we don't have... We took the city manager's car, and it was a Kia. So, you know.
All right, well, there you go, folks. Frugality is our name here. But what was one of the most interesting questions you can remember them asking you?
You know, they always want to ask about pets. You could relate to this.
Yes.
You know, they always want to know about the dog. Do it. And then there's another misconception is that I get a house with the job. You know, I was very fortunate that my grandmother left me a house, but no, my house I live in does not come with the job. So.
The mansion on the hill. Well, there you go. All right. So Wilburn doesn't get a house, and quite often see you out running around the town here, though.
Yeah, you know, my wife and I run a little bit, and that's a great way to see the community, you know, keep an eye out kind of on what's going on. And, you know, I've been talking with Robbie Templeson, who's a big runner, and he and I have been talking about having this city-county runoff for a long time, but he's probably a lot faster than me, so I keep putting him off.
You keep putting him off?
Yeah. We're talking about doing that at the new track at the Jeff May Complex, because that's a really nice track. And you know,
it certainly has added a lot to the community, hasn't it?
Oh, it's just, yeah, I was at the baseball opening
Friday night,
and you're sitting down there, and you're looking out over there, and you can see the Dixie sign right over the outfield fence.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. I love it.
Makes you think about where you're going after the game.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people are really going to enjoy Dolney Stadium. I hope they can all go by there and check the game out, because they did a wonderful job with it.
They did, and it certainly has added a lot to the community.
Well, yeah, you know, that's why the city contributed that hospitality money that we did. I have to put in a little plug for us, because we did contribute $2 million to that complex, you know, so that the city's residents can go to baseball games and bring people from outside of town to spend their money here, and we recoup that hospitality money.
So, that is that part why we can use the facility.
That's right. That's part of it.
Yes. All right. Well, see, there are good things happening here, and of course, there should be a whole lot more. What about this? The city and the county, though, competing on the food drive. The city didn't do that well.
Come on. Look at how many employees they have. We need to do it on a per capita basis, I think. You know, I think.
All right, Edith, are you listening now?
You know, I think I've had enough. Next year, I really didn't devote enough time to it this year. Next year, I'm going to inspire the troops, and you know, I think I might bring Senator Nicholson back, and we're gonna do a lot better next year.
You're gonna do a lot better. Yeah, because it was kind of paltry.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, I just thought I'd bring this up.
It's a tough year, you know. So
you're going to be going door to door collecting food.
That's right.
Well, you got some kids there. Maybe you can get them all out.
Yeah,
I'll
get
all
my five kids out there and get them out there door to door.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, other things that are going on in the community. Of course, you were very much for annexing the park, the CPW property.
Right. And, you know, I think they're still working on getting an endowment, I guess, to fund the improvements that are going to be needed to really construct the park. But, you know, I'm very excited that property is going to be used for a park. You know, I think while I'm all for city attracting commercial tenants and shopping, I think that you do need green spaces, that you need to have that balance. So.
Absolutely. So I certainly hope. But that really is a long-range project.
Right, right. It's a long-range project, and we gave them a long time to put their money together to keep it up. And it's the lease is very, I think, generous as far as the amount of time that they have to put in the infrastructure to have the park.
Absolutely. Now, what about the, you know, we haven't really heard much about the farmer's market. The actual, of course, the booth there will be opening back up, I guess, real soon. But what about the actual farmer's market building, that big facility they're talking about?
Right. Well, you know, what we're, our plan is to have this summer, well, spring, I should say this spring, because we'll be opening back up in March, our booth. And we'll have more extensive, you know, that we're looking at getting a refrigerator so you can have some dairy products, so it'll some meat products potentially. So it'll be a little bit more extensive than it was last year. We're hoping to have a really successful year with the two booths, and that should springboard into building a permanent structure, a big permanent structure. I have put in for a grant. I'm hopeful that we'll get some money from a private grant fund, and I'm excited about it. I still believe it's going to happen. You know, I think that is the trend nationally, to go with more organic, locally grown foods. You know, if you think about it, the carbon footprint of someone growing the vegetables locally and bringing them to the farmer's market is much smaller than shipping them from South America or wherever. You know, I think, and it's better food. Our family, you know, forget the garden. We just go down to the farmer's market and buy everything there, and it's unbelievable.
Absolutely. Now, but what do you think about the size? I mean, would you go for the whole enchilada if this came through? Because that's a pretty extensive project.
Well, you know, I think we'll do it in phases. We've got it set up where we could do it in phases. You know, I think the total plan was, I'm never good with numbers, but I think the total plan was probably for 48 booths.
Mm-hmm.
You would not do all 48 at once, you know, maybe 24.
Maybe 24.
Phase it in. Yeah.
But then you're talking about almost like a performing stage and all this other stuff. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, and, you know, well, you don't want to build, I think, a permanent structure that you can only use for a farmer's market. So, you know, what we'd want to do is to have something that we could convert to a meeting space with a stage, as you were mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, phase it in gradually and have multi-use. So.
Multi-use, okay. So any idea where you'd hear, when you'd hear on the grant?
You know, I think we'll hear in the next 2 or 3 months.
Next 2 or 3 months?
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, because that would be a pretty expensive project, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. So
what kind of money are you looking at for that project?
You know, we estimate probably $1 million to build that. So it's,
wow.
Yeah, it's expensive.
It's expensive, absolutely.
But, you know, I think the return would be really significant because it would energize the lower part of Maxwell some more. It would get people uptown on a Saturday morning. I think it has a tremendous upside, so I'm a big proponent of it.
Big proponent. All right, so we have the farmer's market opening back up. When did you say that was actually going to open up?
The date has not been set, but we're looking at March. So.
Sometime in March, and then that'll be open all summer. I know it was real successful last year for a first-year program.
It really was, and I think this coming year will be even more successful.
Wow. Well, if you're going to add refrigeration, that's another big step.
Yeah, you get your milk, your cheese, and then if you can get a steak there, man, it's the whole meal.
You got any grills out there?
I don't know.
All right. So these are the things that are coming in Uptown Greenwood. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the city, more about some of the things going on. I do just really want to mention, I think it's tremendous that I believe that was at a county project, giving the library to the Veterans Center.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Great.
Absolutely.
Idea. Great use.
And that's going to be an excellent project futuristically. And with Kerry Bolt working on it, you know that project will get done.
It certainly will. And, you know, I think we'll continue to have more veterans. I mean, you know, these ongoing conflicts. So we really need to take care of them.
Absolutely. Well, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with Mayor Wilburn Adams, the mayor of Greenwood. And when we come back, we've got a lot more things to talk about. Hey, if you've got a question, don't hesitate to ask. Give us a call, 229-7984. That is 229-7984 right here at Sharp Facets Gallery in my studio in the back. Hey, we'll be back in just a moment. Don't you go away.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
That's right. We're back here, and the questions are coming in. Hey, if you've got a question, don't hesitate to call 229-7984, 229-7984. Give us a call. You know, we have several questions that we're going to talk about here. One of the questions that came in, Wilburn, why doesn't the city annex the outskirts from the county and help the tax base?
Right, and I could not agree with the caller more that it would be wonderful to annex parts of the county, especially if you ever look at our city map. It's insane how it goes in and out of the city-county lines. If you go down Montague, part of it's in the city, part of it in the county. Same with the bypass. Unfortunately, South Carolina law does not allow us to annex anyone unless we get their permission. So, you know, it's very hard, even though it's a value if you come into the city, because your insurance rates will go down because of our fire protection, and the city services also include, of course, trash pickup as well as police protection from our fine officers. All people seem to look at is that initial tax bill. I can't ever get them to look at it dollars to dollars. It works, but they won't ever see it. So we have to, only annexations we get are voluntarily, and we get some, but not enough.
Not enough. So you're telling me part of the people on Montague are in the city and part aren't.
That's crazy. I didn't know you, but if you go
I'm
on
in
down,
the city.
If you go on down the bypass, you're not. So it's very confusing.
Well, if you get on the other side, now my other building is not in the city, it's in the county, but this one is in the city. So, all right, so it's not easy. If somebody wants to be annexed in, it's a good thing, is what you're telling us.
Oh, it's wonderful. We welcome.
You need all the property you can get.
Yeah, unless you're really far out in the county, we can usually figure out a way to annex.
Okay, all right. So that is one question. Another question that came in is, Jan Marston, do you at least get a car? Well, we just heard he doesn't get a car. Why can you need money when so much has been spent on beauty and even pay raises when so many are hurting?
Well, no pay raise has been given.
Did they get bonuses? They got something.
You know,
the first
we didn't
year.
Even give them a bonus. A year ago, we gave them a bonus, but this year we didn't give them any pay raises, and you know, we didn't even give them the Christmas bonus. It was a tough year. So we've been lean with our employees. So in answer to the second question with regard to beautification, you know, when people are thinking about locating in a city, that's one of the first things they look at is, do they maintain their city? I think, you know, I understand that there is a cost, but I think you get that back in the fact that people locate their doctor's offices or their pharmacies, you know, the retail establishments. They expect for us to maintain. They have an expectation. And to be honest with you, I have a certain pride in when I walk around our city and how it looks. You know, that I really want to keep up our beautification efforts.
Well, I know in a lot of areas they've had to cut back on that, where they, in fact, we had a story on the Isle of Ann show the other day where they had the pot, but the people had to put their plants and stuff in it, which, of course, means that if you do it, you do it, and if you don't, you don't.
Yeah, unfortunately, the voluntary efforts never seem to work as well as, you know, the paid employees.
Paid employees, that's right. You're also very lucky to have Dwight Long and Billy Allen. That group there really does an excellent job.
And, you know, they go above and beyond. Billy Allen just works night and day. And Dwight, he goes home and figures out ways to grow plants for us. So, you know, they're great.
Absolutely. I know he's already growing plants for the spring, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's see. You believe in the beautification, so you believe that it is money well spent.
I do. I think we get a return on that money.
So you will continue that, I guess.
I will.
Okay. All right. Next question is Camille Baggett. Instead of spending on foo-foo projects, keep the money so you don't raise taxes or cut services. We don't need new projects now. Be frugal.
And I don't know if she's referring to such as the farmer's market. I would say that the money being spent on the farmer's market is going to be spent out of our hospitality taxes, which we cannot spend on anything other than projects that will bring people in to the city. So, for instance, we cannot spend hospitality taxes on employees' salaries. We can't spend it on the beautification efforts unless it's bringing people in. We can spend it, you know, during a tourism festival, you know, when we've got people coming in, we can allocate some money to beautification then because we've got people coming in from out of the city. But the law is very specific with regard to those funds. So yeah, there is a lot of confusion on when we spend money, where we're getting that money from. But I will tell your callers and everyone listening, our budget's all online. If you go to the city website, you can see every dime. And I've always told people, you know, if you see something in that budget that's online that you don't like, you think we could be doing differently, pick up the phone, call me, send me an email. I'm here.
Okay, so you can check out the budget right there.
Right there.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of budgets and hospitality, now, a lot of people don't understand. The hospitality tax comes from where?
We collect that from people who sell food and beverages and hospitality items in the city, merchants. So, you know, when you go out,
that has to go to going to a restaurant,
right? When you go to a restaurant,
drive-throughs,
right? You know, a penny of that's coming back to us, so, you know, and it adds up.
Absolutely, it does. And then also when people spend the night here, the hotel
accommodations tax, which is a different pool of money that also, yes, we allocate that for the same intention of getting people to spend the night here in Greenwood. So.
Sure. But now, just to go off on a different, now we pay an extra penny on sales tax.
Right.
The state rate is 6, we pay 7.
Right.
And that is supposed to be going for 2 bonds, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, and right. The library has actually already been paid for.
Right. The others, I think, for the dam. But, you know, that
is
the county.
The dam? How is the dam
issue.
Coming?
I
look at him backing up on me, the dam. But why can't we get that resolved?
Well, I think, and I'm speaking, that, you know, for county council, but my understanding from talking to them is that they're trying to find a less expensive method of building the dam and it's become a battle of experts, and I think they've just got caught up in the Washington bureaucracy.
Okay. Well, that's what I understand, that they were waiting to see, because evidently the possibility of an earthquake in this area is pretty minuscule.
Right.
And they're trying to make them go for places where an earthquake would be more prevalent.
But don't call me about that. I don't really know. That's a county issue.
All right. Let's see. Alan calls in and says, clear the old mills and bring industry back. It would bring jobs. No park. But he does, whoever Alan is, appreciates the job that you're doing.
Well, thank you, Alan. I can tell you I'm working hard. I try to do a good job.
Does this job turn into more than you thought it would be?
Way more.
Was just ribbon cutting, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. All you had to do was cut ribbons and shake hands. But,
smile.
It's a good bit more. But with regard to the old mill site, he's probably talking about the one on Kitson, the old Facemate plant. And we are about to begin cleaning that up. It's going to be a long process, but we were able to obtain a grant to assist us in claiming that.
Didn't you end up with that property back?
Right. Long story, but what happened was the person who came in to do the salvage job led us to believe he was going to completely salvage the property and then build homes. He showed me a plan, 12 homes on that site. Well, instead he took all the good salvageable material and then refused to do anything else with regard to cleanup. And so we bought it at a tax sale, and now we own it. You know, there's some wonderful homes down in that neighborhood, and I know they are tired of looking at that mess. I walked down there myself, and it's, we're going to clean it up. It's just, you know, like everything else, it costs money. And, you know, whether we could bring another industry in to use that site again, I don't know. I think environmentally, my understanding is there's some environmental issues. We did have a phase one environmental report done on it, and there are some environmental issues there.
So what does that exactly mean, Wilburn?
that means that we probably can't use it for industry unless it was a certain type of industry, I imagine,
Okay. Once
we get it cleaned up.
Okay. Is the cleanup dangerous to the people that already live there?
No. Phase one, and that's why we had the phase one. There are no dangers of anything floating or airborne toxics or anything like that to people living there. You know, the hazards are buried in the soil, you know. So, yeah, it's just, I don't think you'd want to put a well there and drink the water, I imagine.
Okay, well, there you go. I don't think you want to do that. All right, well, we are here with Wilburn Adams. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about alcohol. So, you know, that's always an issue that goes on in Uptown Greenwood. We're going to talk about it, so I want you to stay tuned. If you've got a question, you give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Hey, gang, this is Boogie. I wonder about the weather from time to time and keep an eye at the sky. But if it's going to be wet or dry, I'm going to tell you, hot or cold. But the only weather they worry about at Sharp Facets Gallery is whether or not you're taking advantage of our special deals on Facebook. If not, log in to Facebook and search for Sharp Facets and start saving now.
Oh, that's right. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Gold is staying about 1743. Great day to come sell. Don't let it, actually, it's down to 1734 right now. If you've got gold to sell, come see us today. Don't let that price slip away from you. You know, what goes up does come down, and it has come down already $10 today. So come see us today. Silver is staying pretty close to that 34, but it is just under 34. So come see us today. We are here with Mayor Wilburn Adams. We've been talking about some of the things going on. I promised you we were going to talk about alcohol. I know that perked everybody up here. And so are we looking at Sunday sales?
I don't believe we'll be looking at Sunday sales. We're not going out on that far of a limb.
Okay. What are we talking about then?
You know, we have wine walks, I think, three times a year, and I think a group has come. It's going to come and approach the city about modifying our statute, which does not allow you to walk around with an open container of alcohol or be outside of an open container of alcohol. So they'll be looking at that.
Now, you know, I call it the playpen effect, where they have where they put the barricades around, and I mean, they do this over there for Live After Five, and I've seen them around Howard's there, where you can stay within this area. Is this going to be something that would still continue?
Well, I think right now, and I wasn't on council when the ordinance was passed, but, you know, I think our ordinance does need to be modified to allow someone to stand up with a drink in their hand at the if you're on the front of Howard's. You know, if you're outside Howard's watching a football game, it's fine. If you're seated watching the football game and you have a drink in your hand, but if you stand up, you're in violation of the ordinance. And, you know, I just think that's kind of ridiculous, and you know, so I think we need to look at it. You know,
would that simply be you could stand up, but you can't walk?
Well, no, I
can see that now. You can stand up, but if you take a step, you're out of compliance.
I don't
here.
Want to make it any worse than it is already. So, you know, I think, but you know, I do think if we're going to have a thriving uptown, we do probably need to have a little bit more progressive alcohol ordinance. You know, that, to my knowledge, there hasn't really been, since they brought in the limited amount of alcohol you can drink outside, there has not been any violations. So, you know, I think it's time to probably opening up a little bit more.
So that will be something that will be coming up. So those that are proponents for and those that are proponents against will be able to speak their mind, I guess.
As always, if we do make a new ordinance, we'll have a public hearing and allow everybody to have their say.
Okay. Now, as far as the events that we are having, I mean, we have some huge events. We have the Flower Festival, and, of course, we have the barbecue and blues cook-off and all that kind of stuff. Those events have really gotten huge, and just controlling all that, that's difficult.
It takes a lot. Angie Jones does a great job, and Kelly McWhorter, they do a wonderful job of coordinating. And then, our city staff does as well. But they're big events. They're fun events. It's probably, that weekend, Festival Discovery, is my favorite weekend of the whole year.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Absolutely. So what about any, we talked at the beginning of the show that, of course, you were looking at adding business license for nonprofit. You think you've got that pretty well worked out. But there have been some casualties along the way that have happened due to the fact of cutbacks, just in how much money you have to deal with. What are some of the things that have changed?
Well, we've had to temporarily shut our Fire Station 3, which is the fire station out near beyond Connie Maxwell, which was built kind of to take care of that west side of the town. We hope that if we can get more funds from the state, we'll be able to reopen that in the future. But we had to eliminate two positions. So, we've had to make some painful cuts. And I really hope we're at the end of the, this job has been, it was 2008, when I decided to run for mayor, and the economy was not nearly as dark then as it has become. But I think we're getting toward that, light of the tunnels there. So
you think. Now, one of the things that you were telling me before we went on the air, that the state license fees used to come into the city or the county, I guess, into the city.
Yeah, we used to be able to collect those license fees on our own, and the state came and said, we'll collect them on behalf of all municipalities and counties. And, it's a big pool of money, which is called the political aid to subdivisions. And, it really, in my mind, should be a fixed amount. It should be whatever they collect. The state should just be a pass-through directly to the municipalities and the counties. However, the state has cut into those funds and greatly reduced them. Our allocation's gone from 800 to 300,000, and when you're looking at a city that has a budget of around 12 million, that is a huge hit. So
that's made us, and then that doesn't look like that's coming back, right?
Well, my understanding is they've got a surplus in Columbia, so I'm hoping that they will bring it back. We're certainly doing everything we can. Every time I see a senator representative, I try to twist
their arms. Well, they've been maybe with the change from the Budget and Control Board to the Administration Department, maybe that will bring a change.
Yeah, that would be welcome. I'm for anything that will get us more money, whatever form it takes. We're hosting a rural summit, and we're going to have local officials and their staffs here on March the 5th. And I believe Governor Haley's going to come on that date, so maybe we'll get a chance to talk to her directly.
Maybe you will. That would be a good thing. It's tough to get to her, though, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, well, it is. It is. But, it can't be an easy job. So,
and she's totally absorbed in what's going on down there in Columbia right now. Well, let's see. March 5th is actually a Monday.
That's right.
So what is the Rural Summit? What exactly is it?
Well, it goes to different locations, always obviously rural places, but in South Carolina. And, it's more of a brainstorming session, and our city manager will actually be presenting. People admire us, I think. I don't want to, blow our own horn too much, but people do admire what we've been able to do in Uptown Greenwood and how Greenwood's gotten through this recession. So, he'll be talking about what we've done, our arts center and everything. And so there'll be some other presenters. It'll be a wonderful chance for us to show Greenwood off to some other municipality leaders, and I'm excited about it.
Absolutely. Now, what about people living uptown? How's that coming?
Well, you know, it's coming slow, and I really, that's a big goal of mine, is to get, people will a lot of times say, well, it'd be great if you could do what Greenville's done. Well, it took Greenville 20 years, so give us a little bit of time, but Greenville does have a base of people living up there full-time, and we need that. And, you know, if you ask what I would like to see us do, is I'd like to see us give incentives to whoever winds up with the textile building and hopefully have that turn into condos and have people living up there. I think that'd be wonderful.
Now, what about the hotel, the Inn on the Square?
Well, it's public record, so I will say that it's in foreclosure. I have approached a hotel owner, and it, you know, he thinks it's an attractive property, so I'm optimistic that it goes through the foreclosure, someone that'll buy it will put some money into it and reopen it. I mean, we need it. We need
absolutely
an hotel uptown.
Yeah. Makes a big difference uptown, when particularly when we're having the Festival of Discovery and the Festival of Flowers. And
people like to stay close to the events.
And plus, if you want to have conventions, whatnot, meetings, it's great to have that facility. It would be a shame to have it go down the tubes.
Definitely would.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, anything else you'd like to share for us with your vision of the future here, Mayor Wilburn Adams?
Well, my door's always open, and I appreciate the calls, and I appreciate your listeners and the opportunity to serve. It's a wonderful chance for me. It's a job of a lifetime.
Job of a lifetime. When you may continue?
Hopefully at least one more term.
At least
my
one
wife
more.
Will let me.
Your wife will let you. All right. Well, we are right here on WLMA. We'll be posting the audio on that hopefully this afternoon, and yes, you will be on YouTube. So there you go, right here on WLMA. I am Ann Eller. Mayor Wilburn Adams, thank you for coming out today.
Thank you for having me, Ann. I enjoyed it.
All right. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Bye-bye, everybody.